Good afternoon. This is your girl, Pressing Forward Sheena. I'm a messenger of God and encourager of His Word. And this is also a transparency channel where I will be sharing some of my experience with you as led by the Holy Ghost, because you never know who is going or growing through the same thing as you. So guys, I wanted to elaborate on my season of process. It is a season of humility for me. It is a season of expanding prayer through whatever I go through. You know, it's a season of getting even more closer to God. So if you have a season where you feel like you're being crushed, you don't know who to talk to, because even if you, sometimes you can talk to people. I've said this before, and it just doesn't feel it. And the reason why it doesn't feel it is because the Lord wants to make sure to let you know that only He can fill that void. Only He can give an answer that would fill that hole in your soul. So it is a season, man, of humility, of prayer, of drawing close to God, of purging. But I must say, I love it. I ain't gonna complain about it. If you gotta cry, cry. You know, because you're gonna have your days. And that's because God is definitely shaping you, molding you, and building your character. That's part of a level of humility as well, learning when not to say nothing. And also, He's building and expanding faith, because where you would want to fight your own battles, God wants you to be quiet and be still and allow Him to be God. So that's what this season is for me. Ooh, I must say though, like, I'm embracing it. I'm taking it one day at a time. And it's some things I don't like. I'm going to be honest. It's some stuff I don't like. I have been happy, sad, crying, mad. All of it. I've been all of it. But God is molding me. Because I want to please God. I don't want to get ahead of Him. I don't want to be prideful and arrogant and move without Him. And I also don't want to be, I don't want to be behind either. I don't want Him to leave me behind. I want to make sure that I do and say what He wants me to do and say. And so I wanted to share, you know, my season of process. I'm embracing it. And like I said, it don't feel good, but I can feel the power of God working on me. Like, I can't explain. You just don't know. I'm going to have to share some of my testimonies through this, you know. Man. God is good. So I just wanted to come and let anybody that may be in a season of process and you don't know how to take it. And I'm going to tell you this, please be still, because as I've said before, if you don't get through it, you will have to start back all over again. And I know you don't want to start back all over again. I don't want to start back all over again. So I'm going to embrace it, because we all have to go through some fire so that we can be cleansed, we can be purged, and come out refined as gold. We all got to go through it. And we'll never arrive, because we'll get over something. He'll help us get over and to be developed in this area. And it might be, we might come up short the next season, or we might be like, dang, I thought this, I put this behind me 5 years ago. And it might surface up because it may be some strongholds and stuff that he got to uproot out of you. You never know. So, you know, always stay humble. Always keep God first. And you know, he's the love of your soul. Always put him first. Always put him first. Never get so proud that, you know, you can just do and say anything without his permission. My thing is, oh, yes. That is another thing that I am learning. Confidence. I'm being honest. I have some insecurities. And one of the insecurities I face, it's like, you know what's so crazy? I can go, if I'm with someone at work and they just, you know, telling me they go through something and whatever God put on my heart, I'm able to say that. I am able to say that. I'm able to even sing a song to an individual, you know, just me and them. But when I get up in a place where, you know, I guess it depends. I can't really say that. I want to say a place where I'm not, I don't know. I guess I'm just going to keep it real. If I get in a place where I don't feel fully embraced, it's like I hold back. Because I've been in a place where there were people, but I allow God to have his way. And then it's a certain place I just don't feel embraced or received. And I know you should not care about the opinions of others. You should just do what God, you know. And which, like I said, I'm letting him develop in me yet. But it's, man, it's kind of deep when you got so much of that energy. When you discern it, it's hard to, I mean, I'm learning, forever learning. It's hard to get it out. It's hard to allow God to use you. Especially like, you know, from individuals that you will feel is important to you. So I am, you know, and then, you know, it's other things. But like I said, I am in a be still season and I'm allowing God to be God. And so I give it to him in prayer, whatever I pick up, whatever I discern, because, you know, sometimes it could be us. But God always brings confirmation. That's what I love. You pray about it. You give it to God. He opens your eyes. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's you or, you know, what you pick up. And a lot of times I picked up a lot of stuff. So I allow God to be God. So in that, that's another thing that goes along with the level of humility. And letting God fight your battles. And letting God shape you. He's not only fighting your battles, he's also working on you because he's teaching you how to love. He's teaching you how to be forgiven. He's teaching you faith. He's teaching you self-control. Do you hear me? Self-control. So, you know, I just wanted to be transparent about my season, just in case it's somebody out there. All I want you to know is Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and let God be God. He will be exalted amongst the nations. Okay. So don't let your current situation be determined as your final destination. He's only shaping you and molding you for what's ahead. Because one thing I know, God will never leave us. I know that. Nobody can tell me that, because even in my darkest hours or days when I have nobody to call on but God, I'm telling you, I know. You know what I'm saying? People try to tell you you don't know, but I know I know God, because I'm telling you, they wasn't with me when he pulled me out of holes, out of bad relationships, you know, or protecting me when I was in places I shouldn't have been in. When I called on them, when I prayed to them, they wasn't with me. So God would never leave us or forsake us, and he won't leave you somewhere to die. So get to know him. Draw close to him, because he'll be your best friend. You can have friends that you've been friends with for 20 years, and then all of a sudden, you know, either they move and y'all just don't speak as you used to, they get married, or you get married, you know, or y'all just fall off, just nothing went wrong. You just, or either they do, or you do, you know, people do switch up. So if you don't have nobody, you have God. And his plans is to prosper us, not to harm us, to give us hope in the future. His thoughts, in some versions, it says his thoughts towards us are good and not of evil, to give us an expected end. So God has plans for your life. We just have to get in position, stay in position, and allow him to mold us, even if it's not comfortable. The only way you can understand what's going on, and that's what I'm learning, is if you can continue to seek him with all your heart. So I just wanted to share that, the process season. That's what I'm going to call it. And so I'm going to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Lord, I give you glory, I give you honor, and I give you praise. God, I thank you for this season of change, transformation, refinement. God, may you continually work upon us. May you continuously create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. May you continue, Lord, to give us strength and the patience to wait on you, oh God, so that you may renew us and we will have wings like eagle, where we will run and not get weary, and we will walk and not faint, oh God. Lord, let us, God, continuously be faithful, for in due season, if we will reap the benefits of what the process, if we do not give up. Give us the strength. Let this mind that is in us be of you, Christ Jesus. And God, give us peace that surpasses all understanding. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the process. And may you continuously work upon us, oh God. Build us, mold us, shape us. Because Lord, you are the potter and we are the clay. And so Lord, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.